Tommy Joseph was just finishing up carving a canoe when Rosita Worrell from Sea Alaska reached out, asking if he'd be interested in carving a pole for the Juneau Trail.
They wanted me to do a pole representing all of the eagle clans, all the eagle moiety.
Joseph got to work in Sitka, sketching out his vision for the pole.
Yeah, I'd given them, like, I think, overall four different renditions because I had it way too complicated at first and need to loosen up a bit and reduce some of it. And so we did that a few times. And after the fourth rendition, they agreed on it. And so made them their model.
He's been working with two apprentices on the project, and he says it's coming along on schedule.
We're cruising along amidst all the tourists. Crazy year for tourists, huh?
Joseph says he thinks Sea Alaska's vision for the project is ambitious. He doesn't remember anything like it being done before.
So that's a lot of a lot of different styles, interpretations, and whomever the person is that's behind keeping all this organized and track with all 10 carvers and all it is, I wouldn't want their job, but I think it's quite amazing what's happening now.
Meanwhile, another Sitka carver, Nicholas Gallinan, is at work on a pole representing the Kagwantan clan. He has more than 20 years' experience in customary arts and carving. He says the trail is probably the first time in more than 40 years that there's been so much carving going on in Southeast.
I think it's going to be really important to all of these communities. I think it'll be amazing for these artists that are apprenticing and getting to work on the project. Hopefully, you know, in the continuum of this type of work.
Gallinan's working with two apprentices, his cousin, Lee Burkhart, and a longtime mentor, Will Burkhart.
Hopefully, some of these apprentices on these projects will be able to lead, you know, their own totem poles on this down the line.
SHI's ultimate goal for the trail is to raise 30 poles along Juneau's waterfront. So far, 10 have been commissioned and funded by Sea Alaska with a grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.